Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into something specific: how global companies find top leaders in, well, what's called the DACH market, Germany, Switzerland, Austria.
Right.
And we're focusing on one company, Atlantic Research Technologies, RT. We've got some pretty detailed sources giving us a good look at how they operate there.
Yeah, that's right. RT is a global executive search firm, been around since 1987, operates in, I think, over 100 countries.
Wow.
But today, yeah, we're zooming right in on their work in DACH, placing those senior and middle management roles. It's a key region.
Absolutely. So for you listening, what we want to do is kind of decode how leadership talent gets sourced in this really important part of Europe. We'll look at RT's playbook, basically, to get some insights.
Exactly. See what their approach tells us about the bigger picture of finding executives in DACH.
Okay, so where do we start? What's their core thinking when they operate there?
Well, the first thing that jumps out is their basic philosophy. It seems to be all about identifying and placing leaders who are, experienced, people with a real track record of success.
Right. Makes sense.
And interestingly, our sources suggest they often target people who are already working, perhaps at competitors or similar companies.
Ah, so kind of de-risking the hire, bringing in someone who already knows the ropes.
Precisely, someone who's likely navigated similar waters before. And it seems they're playing a sort of dual role in the market, too.
How so?
Well, you've got foreign companies wanting to set up or grow in Germany, Switzerland, or Austria, right? RT helps them find local managers.
Okay.
But then you also have DACH-based companies wanting to expand outwards internationally. And RT helps them find international managers.
Gotcha. So a two-way flow of talent.
Exactly. It really underlines how connected that region is to the global economy.
And that ties into something else that looked really interesting, this focus on change management managers. What's that about?
Yeah, that's quite specific. These seem to be German-speaking or often multilingual leaders brought in specifically to help DACH companies adapt, modernize, maybe internationalize for global expansion.
So, helping local companies navigate change, essentially, especially going global.
That seems to be a big part of it. The sources mention needing leaders who can bridge cultures between, say, a global HQ and the local DACH teams. That suggests internationalization isn't always smooth sailing.
I can imagine. Different ways of working, different expectations.
Totally. So these change managers are crucial, not just for new systems, but for managing the people side of things, the cultural integration across borders.
Okay, so if we kind of boil it down, what's the ideal candidate profile RT is looking for in DACH?
It really comes back to that proven expertise. They need people with deep industry knowledge. That's key. Then, if it's for a foreign company coming in, they need strong local market understanding. If it's for a local company going out, they need that international experience.
Then the language piece.
Crucial. German language skills are often a must, and being multilingual is a big plus, especially for those change management roles we talked about. It's a pretty demanding list.
Yeah, sounds like it reflects the complexity of doing business there. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. What industries are they actually in? Is it narrow or broad?
Oh, it's broad. Definitely broad. If you look at Germany first, the list is, well, it's extensive. You've got semiconductors, industrial equipment, logistics, supply chain services, aerospace, consumer products, software, IT services, automotive, transport, chemicals, advanced materials, even metals is mentioned specifically. Then there's medical devices, pharma, energy, power generation, financial services, aviation services, business services, insurance, even nonprofit.
Wow. Okay, so they're really covering the waterfront in Germany. What about Switzerland? Is it the same kind of spread?
Similar, but maybe a bit more structured in how it's described. They seem to group it into two main buckets: diversified service sectors, so that's IT, software, logistics, consumer services, business services, finance, insurance, aviation, nonprofit again.
Right, the service side.
Exactly. And then the second bucket is industrial and high technology. And here you really see Switzerland's strengths reflected: medical devices, pharma, automotive, aerospace, industrial products, semiconductor, chemicals.
So, a heavy focus on finance and those high-tech, high-value industries that Switzerland is known for.
Precisely. It aligns very closely with the Swiss economy's profile.
And Austria, how does that compare?
Again, broad categories like Switzerland services and industrial high tech. But there are a couple of interesting callouts. Within the industrial and high technology group, they specifically list energy and power generation and also consumer products as separate items. Any idea why? Well, it could suggest there's particular demand or maybe specific market strength for executives in those areas within Austria itself, perhaps related to Austria's energy landscape or certain consumer sectors.
That's fascinating, those little differences. The source material had a table, didn't it, that laid this out?
It did, yeah. And it's quite useful because you see the overlaps, like finance and logistics being important everywhere, but also those unique bits like metals listed for Germany and those distinct energy and consumer product mentions for Austria.
Yeah, that table really highlights how it's not just one monolithic DACH market, but three distinct economies they're tailoring to.
Exactly, a nuanced approach.
Okay, so that's the industries. What about the people? What specific roles, what levels of management are they recruiting for?
Right, this is where you see the full scope. They're definitely going across the whole management hierarchy.
So C-suite stuff.
Oh yeah, CEOs, COOs, chairmen, managing directors, regional directors, VPs, general managers.
Yeah.
But also interestingly, they use local terms
Like.
like Geschäftsführer in Germany, which is often like a CEO or MD role, and PDG, President Director General, which points to working in the French-speaking parts of, say, Switzerland.
Ugh, that localization again shows they understand the local context.
Definitely. And it's not just the absolute top jobs. They cover functional leadership too.
Such as.
Well, sales and marketing is a big one. VPs, directors, heads of sales, business development managers, country managers, marketing directors, CMOs, even global account directors.
Okay, broad sales and marketing coverage. What else?
Finance, naturally.
Yeah.
CFOs, finance directors, head of controlling, which is a big role in German-speaking countries, finance controllers, managers, VPs. And they even specifically mention M&A specialists for Austria.
M&A in Austria, interesting. Suggests activity there.
Could be. Then you've got all the operational areas, logistics and supply chain VPs and directors, procurement, distribution managers, manufacturing and operations, COOs again, plant managers, VP, director of ops, head of quality, continuous improvement directors.
Sounds very comprehensive. IT roles too, I assume.
Absolutely critical area now, right? So CIOs, heads of information security, CISOs, directors of network security, CTOs, VPs of IT. Notice the emphasis on security roles there.
Yeah, that stands out. Reflects the times.
For sure. And then you also have engineering and R&D leadership CTOs, again, director or VP of research, R&D, engineering. And finally, HR and legal CHROs, heads of HR directors, managers, chief legal counsel, legal advisors.
It really is a detailed picture. And you mentioned even more specific roles within certain sectors.
Yeah, the sources give examples within things like private equity, venture capital, investment banking, particularly noted for Austria. And then within industries like aerospace or automotive, they list even more granular functional roles. It shows a really deep dive into each sector's specific needs.
Okay, so they know the industries, they know the roles, but where are they actually doing this work? Where are they physically present in the DACH region?
Their footprint seems quite significant.
Yeah.
In Germany, the list of cities is pretty long. It includes the major hubs you'd expect: Hamburg, Frankfurt, Munich, Berlin, but also a whole load of other important cities across the country. It suggests they've got pretty wide coverage across distant German regions.
Not just sticking to the biggest metropolises.
Seems that way.
Sure.
Then in Switzerland, it's more focused on the key economic centers: Zurich, naturally, Bern, Basel, Aargau, Zug, Solothurn, the main cantons for business and finance.
Makes sense. And Austria.
Austria looks like it's centered on the main cities too: Vienna, Salzburg, Graz, Linz, Innsbruck, Klagenfurt. Covering those key urban areas gives them a solid national presence.
So having that broad geographic reach across all three countries must be pretty important for accessing talent and serving clients wherever they are.
Absolutely. It allows them to tap into different regional talent pools and means they can support clients effectively, regardless of location within DACH.
Okay, so in what's surely a competitive field, executive search, what makes ARCT stand out? What are their sort of key strengths or differentiators in the DACH market?
Well, they seem to highlight several things. First off, the experience of their recruiters. They stayed a minimum of 10 years in senior management executive search.
That's quite a high bar.
It is. And that level of experience usually brings, strong networks and a deep understanding of the market nuances. Second, they emphasize their method, direct headhunting.
Meaning they actively go after people, not just post ads.
Exactly. Proactively identifying and approaching top talent, including people who aren't actively looking, the so-called passive candidates, that can be a real edge for finding the best people, especially for senior roles.
Yeah, the best people often aren't looking, are they?
Often not. Then there's a combination of global reach with local understanding. They talk about their international network, but also specific expertise in Germany and Switzerland.
Right. Tapping into global talent pools, but knowing the local specifics.
Precisely. And they stress their focus is on finding the best candidates, not just whoever's available quickly. It suggests a focus on quality and fit.
What about how they structure their service, their fees?
That seems to be another point. They mention flat, results-only fees and strong money-back guarantees. The idea, presumably, is to align their interests directly with the client getting a successful hire.
Okay, results-oriented.
Yeah. And they also mentioned doing everything in-house, which they say ensures confidentiality and control.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crucial for sensitive executive searches.
Definitely. Anything else?
Well, just their history being established back in 1987 gives them that long-standing reputation.
Hmm.
And they point to their managers being interviewed in major global business publications as a sign of their credibility.
It's interesting, though. You mentioned they highlight local understanding for Germany and Switzerland specifically. Is Austria mentioned in the same way there?
That's a subtler point. But looking at the description of their strengths, the emphasis on deep local market expertise seems more focused on Germany and Switzerland.
Ah.
Austria is clearly part of their operation. They list cities and industries there.
Right.
But in the section about why they're strong, Germany and Switzerland get the specific call out for local understanding.
Hmm. Could mean anything, I suppose. Maybe just a slightly different history or focus in those markets compared to Austria.
Possibly. Or it's just how the material was written. But it's a small nuance.
Okay, so wrapping this up then, what are the main takeaways from this deep dive into ARC's work in the DACH region?
Well, I think it's clear ARC has a really strong established presence across Germany, Switzerland, and Austria for executive search.
Right.
They cover a huge range of industries and management roles. They're geographically widespread in the region, and they differentiate themselves through things like very experienced recruiters, that direct headhunting method, and a client model focused on results.
And hopefully for you listening, this look at ARC gives a clearer picture of how complex and strategic executive recruitment is in this really vital economic zone in Europe.
Yeah. Which brings us to maybe a final thought for you to consider. Given ARC's focus on experienced leaders and especially that need for change management skills.
Uh-huh.
What do you think are the biggest challenges and maybe the biggest opportunities for executive talent in the DACH region over the next few years? It's certainly not standing still.
A good question to ponder. The leadership needed for today might be different from what's needed tomorrow, especially with all the changes happening globally.